He says, "Buki Sriki means like kadim rikim, like empty barrels." Right? Says Kolaymar Dvorm Shemenum. Don't say over things that are not true. Yeah. Because rather like this, because he says, Hoch Yom of Nazir Nachman said that Mokum Hadevek, in the place where it's tied together, where it's joined to the hips, where it's joined to the hips well, over there Afrito Nito Kuloi, even if the whole part of it was taken out, still it's kosher. But and Kuloi kosher, Afil Nitla Kuloi kosher, Vush Nishtaya Boy Kadei Tfisa. As long as something is left over, that you can grab a hold of it. The Kama, how much is that? On Rabbi Kamole Bitato Bitura. That's a small part, the bitra of an ox. So come out like one finger. It's Rashi said it's one etzba. As Yafilu B'Shar Godo Dai Bekach. Bit of Rashi's etzba. Even if it's left over, one. So the kids, if it's in the Mokum where it's attached to the hips, so then it's not a trefah as long as a little one etzba is left over of it. Yeah. Right. That's what I mean. The rectum there, since it's what's supported by the hips of the animal, that's not a trefah as long as a little bit of it is just left over. Then the Mishnah says, Hakera Satanimi. That's the inside the stomach. So if it has a neck, it was a trefah. Om Rav Yudha Marav. Heyid nosen ba shelo, hey ba shel said over like this, that reish tavcha de tziburi. He said over the name of Rav, that nosen ba shelo said over, and he was the reish tavcha tziburi, as he was the head sheichet in Sipari. Lefnei Rebbe, he said the name in front of Rebbe, and he said over mishum Reb Nosen, that eizel keres apnimi, what's called the inside. Keres, that's Sniya Divi. The Sniya, whatever that means, that's the Sniya Divi. That's what it's called. Really have to see picture books for this. Rashi says, Kushtib the Elisha Murray review, also Kakit, the Sosum Broishai. Alright. That part of the stomach is called the Keres Apanimi. Yevechein Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcho Sniya Divi. That part of the stomach is called the Keres Apanimi. Rabbi Shmuel Omar is Tuchma the Karsa. That's what it is. That's what this Keres HaPnimi is called. Just again, you have to have the picture books here. What's the lotion here? If Kutu and the Sichta was actually say, Rashi Zanisha Mati is Tuchu Balaz and Yudayama. Oh, Rashi doesn't know clue what it is. Like he said, that part of the stomach is called the Keres HaPnimi. Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Mokom Tsar, Yesh Bekeres. Like in the big stomach, there's one part that's very tight together. There's a very narrow part there in the stomach. Mokom Tsar. V'en Yedei Ezel also is not sure where it is. But in that narrow part, that's called the Keres HaPanimi. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Nofal Keres HaBavira. It comes out like there's a big machlek, is exactly what it means. What this Keres HaPanimi means? Yeah. Like it fell into a well. In other words, the big machlekes, what exactly is this Keres HaPanimi? Omer Rav Acha Bar Rav Ava. Omer Rav Asi. Min HaMeitzer Lamata. From the portion that it becomes narrow, it tapers downwards, that's called the Keres HaPanimi. Rav Yaakov and Achmin Yom HaShmuel Mokim Shein Boy Melis. It's the place Milis, Rashi says, Mokoim. Says, Mokoim Yesh Bekeres, Cholik is very smooth. Shein Shemoyset Tsema, there's no like fur there. Shagurim Bereskim in Akeres. Kits at the smooth part of the stomach. The smooth part of the stomach. That's called the Keres HaPanimi. Because Shain by Mills is no here they like. Rabbi Avinu Omar Geneva Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rav, Tefach the Nu Alochanel, Tefach the Veshet, Samach Le Keres, when I knew the Zuhi Keres HaPanimi. That's called the Keres HaPanimi already. It's in the Veshet, it's in the food pipe. the last tefach of the food pipe near the beginning of the stomach, that's called the keras hapnimi. Amri was said over by Marov and Atisrael Mishmeh to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Kol ha-keras kula, no, the whole stomach, zuhi keras hapnimi, that's all considered the keras hapnimi. If so, v'yezel keras hachitzen, if those stomach is called the inside one, what's called the outside one? I mean to say, bosar ha-choyfes reiv ha-keras, the meat that covers over, rove of the stomach, that's called the keras hachitzen. Kids have like one big stomach there, but the meat that covers on the outer side of it, that's called the keras hachitzen. Rabba bar Rafun Amri mafrosa. They said no mafrosa. That's the keras hapanimi. Rashi says it means sad hakeras harayis hakarka. The side, the bottom side that sees the floor, that's called the keras hapanimi. Rabba says my mafrosa. What does that mean? Ravazi heichad depari tavchi. One parrot says heichad depari tavchi means they open it up. When the shirkut rips open the animal, the place that he opens it up, that's what it is. That's the keras hapanimi. Penadoi yamri avdi karaba ba rafuna. They did like that. Omle ravashi lameimar kolhani shmaita tamai. What about all the lachas before? It's a big machlekas exactly what keras hapanimi is. Omle kula shaychem with the rabba ba rafuna. They all go into the same sheet as rabba ba rafuna. That what is with the tabochim open it up first. That's all called the keras hapanimi. Well, the rabasi yom rabbi yechonin mai. What is your what's shot over there? What does that mean, the keras hapanimi? That he says it means makom tsar. So Amalei answered back, Vapirsha Ravacha Baravia. He already explained what it means to say, what exactly the makom tsar of the keras is. And it also fits into this pshat, that where the shoykut first opens up the animal, all that is called the keras hapanimi. Udu Rabavinim or Eatakashu, the Vnei Marova Mai, that they say different pshatim. So Amalei Nechnami Hani Vadi Pligi. Those sheets of tzak are different than Rafuna and Echanami. I mean, that sheet of Neim Arvina, Neim Arovo, they say the whole bottom is called the Keras HaPanim and Echanami. They tzak argue. But Kofonim, all the other sheets, it works out well. Therefore, it's not a kasha to say, we should pass in that's called the Keras HaPanim. Here, now we go to explain the next part of the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yehuda Oyme B'Gdoilo. So really, the next part of the Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said that that hakeras hapanimi shenikfa. Again, if the inside keras, the b'chana gemara before, that's the beginning of the stomach when the veshet comes down into the stomach, so that part of the stomach, even with the nekev, makes it for treifa. Then the Mishnah said, oh, shenikra roiv hachitzena. But by the keras hachitza and the outside one we just said before, there was only treifa of nikra roiv, the rove of it was cut through. On this, Rabbi Yudhuayim, it depends. Hagadol, if it's a big animal, or a big keras hachitzen, then tefach. Then it's enough just to cut through a rip of a tefach. The yaktana, but if it's a small keras hachitzen, a smaller animal, then you don't need tefach, even berubai. Berubai, rove of it cut, it's also enough. The rest is like this. Omar Rabbi Binyamin Bayefis, Omar Rabbi Loza, loy gdele gdele lamanka. He doesn't mean to say after a very big animal. But loy kitana kitana, he doesn't mean to say either a very small animal. Ela means like this. Kol shenikra bo tefach, Flehevi ruba zuvish shaninu bigdola betefach. Is any time you have a keras that the keras hachitzen, if you cut down a hole went in there, cut down a rip went into it the size of a tefach. So even though that's not rove of the animal, rove of the keras hachitzen, that's called a treifa, and that's what it meant to say by a gedola. It's enough to have a tefach. What's going to be ruba? Let's say you rip the keras hachitzen, you rip the rove of it. And even that much is lehevet, that's not called a tefach. Zewish Hashim, that's what we learn in the Mishnah, tiktana by a small keras hachitzen, beruba. It's enough to cut through right of it, and that makes a treifa. What's going to be ruba of lehevet tefach? It must be cut right of it. It's not a tefach. The korb sheet tavad, as long as you cut rove, that's a treifa. That's what the Mishnah means. So it's lehetzricha deve tefach b'mashu. It means to say it's mamish exactly a tefach. And Rashi says the kasha was pshita kos rubus kukuloi. That there it says the ika tefach mashu, he have a mashu tfei merubai ho mikri tefach. Just a drop more than roiv, that's considered a tefach. So Rashi says it means if it would have ripped a drop more than roiv, then it would have been a tefach. So Madhavim, I would have thought to say, ad nikri ba tefach, in such a case, the imam is missing just a mashu more. Maybe it's not a treifa until you cut that mashu more to make it a tefach worth.
is kamash mulano, is a trefa with rubai, even though it's not a tefach. Now, Omer Geneva, Omer Rabasi, Nikdura Kiselu, let's say it was cut out from the diameter of the cellar, so trefa, it's also called a trefa. If the keras achitza was cut out, a kisel is a trefa. Why? Shim timtach tamen ha-tefach, if you stretch it out, it would reach the size of a tefach. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabba, the Dean of Forsh Lemonet, the Geneva, would explain the name of Geneva, Amavu de Nadoi, by the bridge of Nadoi, like this, Kiselak Sherah. And if the hole is exactly the diameter of a cellar still kosher, yes, the mixel trace of it, a little bit more than a cellar, then it becomes a trace of. The comma, yes, the mixel, what's called a little bit more than a cellar? Omer Rabbi Yosef Kagoyin, the island lost the Kashisha. In the case of three, like pits of dates, would pass by it, the tifra, the finder in the thickness of the base akoisis, that's a part of the stomach that like folds over, looks like a hat there. So mitzad sherif, the needle is only sticking out on one side, it's still kosher. That's not considered a trefa. Mashenke mishnet dodim, if the needle sticks out on both sides of the base akoisis, that's a trefa. Like one side would only mean the inner side, and both means the inner and the outer, that's called a trefa. Now what's going to be nimtzo le'kuradam? Let's say you find a little spot of dam on the needle.